This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
I am Glenn the Geek from Lexington, Kentucky, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for November 25th, 2011, episode number 280, sponsored by Kentucky Performance Products. Happy Black Friday, Horse World. This is a special recorded episode of Horses in the Morning for you on this shopping day of Black Friday. We have a shopping episode for you as well. What we did is we're going to share with you the Equestrian Collections 2011 annual holiday gift buying episode that we do every year on the Stable Scoop radio show with Helena B. and I. And we did one last week. It was our fourth annual, actually. We have done it 4 years, hard to believe now. And we always give you some great suggestions of things you can buy for your family and anybody that you know, family and friends, that are in the horse world. So we have a bunch of ideas for you in this episode. We thought you would enjoy it here on Horses in the Morning as well. If you've already heard it on the Stable Scoop radio show, then you can skip over today and come back on Monday. Jamie and I will be back live on Monday morning at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time here on Horses in the Morning. And then we'll be heading out to Norco for our live coverage from Norco, California, Horsetown, USA. We're so excited about that. We'll be doing that the end of next week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. If you live anywhere near Norco, California, we're having a live show. We're doing the show live from the America's Country Store Wednesday morning. That's the 30th of November at 6 a.m. to 7:30 a.m. Get up early and come out to America's Country Store to pay us a visit and join us for the live show that we're doing from the Purina store there in Norco. It'll be a lot of fun. And then we'll be coming live to you from different locations on Thursday and Friday from Norco. So we're hoping that you join us all three of those days here at Horses in the Morning to learn a little bit about Horsetown, USA. Well, we hope that you had a terrific Thanksgiving. Enjoy the turkey sandwiches, and we hope you enjoy this episode from the Stable Scoop Radio Show, the gift-buying episode for this holiday season. Some terrific ideas for your gift-buying pleasure. We'll see you again live on Monday morning at 9 a.m. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Welcome to the Stable Scoop, with weekly shows delivered right to you. With Helena and Glenn the Geek, live from the stable, it's every week. They bring you the news through hay or hot water, while using their tails as their own fly swatters. So sit on down and laugh till you're pooped, cause it's time again for Stable Scoop. Stable Scoop. Stable Scoop.
I am Glenn the Geek.
And this is Helena B. And you're listening to the Stable Scoop Radio Show on the Horse Radio Network.
Well, Helena, this is our favorite show of the year because it means that the holidays are on their way and eggnog is shortly behind.
And we've added a whole new way to shop to the digital world. We've added podcast shopping.
That's right, podcast shopping. And you know, this is our fourth annual episode with Equestrian Collections doing the holiday gift guide. Can you believe that? 4 years.
No. Gosh, I feel so grown up that we've been doing something consistently for 4 years.
Well,
and we have a guest, a repeat guest, somebody we didn't offend who wants to come back and join us.
That's true. We have Debbie Stansel with us, who is the customer service manager from Equestrian Collections. Good morning, Debbie.
good morning and happy holidays.
Well, happy holidays to you, too. This is so much fun. And we have a bunch of picks like we do every year. Debbie has put together what she thinks is some of the cool items that are out this year for your holiday shopping. You know, I'm a guy, you know, I'm a horse husband. I'm America's horse husband. That doesn't mean I do any better at shopping than any of the horse husbands out there. We stink at this job. And it's just a guy thing. So I'm hoping to get some ideas for Jennifer this year so I actually buy her something that she may want instead of something that I think that she wants that then I'll use.
And it's more important this year, too, because she actually has a horse.
I know.
So it means something.
That's right. Last couple of years, she's been horseless, and now she has a horse. Now I have to think about that again because last couple of years, I got off. I didn't have to go to the tack shop or shop online at tack stores. I got to get their other stuff, which after 25 years of buying horse things, I kind of enjoyed, but now I'm stuck again. I have to buy horse things.
Yeah, so, your reprieve was short.
That's right. So we have some great options for you today. You want to listen to the whole show, and then you're going to want to go back to thehorseradionetwork.com, and you're going to want to check out the Stable Scoop episode, and it'll have all the links to all the products that we're talking about. So you don't have to remember them. They'll be in our show notes for today's show, so you can find them there. And then just to make it easier, you don't have to remember all of these different links. But we do have some great ideas. Debbie's put together a great list. And we thought to get you in the mood for shopping, we're going to play you a little Templeton Thompson Happy Ye Holidays.
Christmas, and hoping that you're warm and home and safe, surrounded by your herd, singing peace on earth and happy ye holidays. Well, the snow is softly falling on the pasture, and there's a holly wreath hanging on the barn. Jingle bells are jingling, lights are all a twinkling. Christmas time is coming to the farm. Yeah, I'm wishing you a very Merry Christmas, and hoping that you're warm and home and safe, surrounded by your herd, singing peace on earth and happy ye holidays. Yeah. Christmas tree is loaded up with presents, and the kid in me just loves this time of year. There's no dream too big for dreaming, ain't nothing like the feeling when all the ones you love are gathered near. So I'm wishing you a very Merry Christmas, hoping that you're warm and home and safe, surrounded by your herd, singing peace on earth and happy ye holidays. Hey, happy ye holidays.
Templeton Thompson. You know, I do have that that song on my iPod, and Grace listens to it year round, not just around the holidays. So she's very excited that she can play it 24/7 around our house. Now we have we're going to start right in with the first product pick of this episode, and I am a little bit floored by it. I think I need to have maybe four or five of them for myself, but I think that they make great gifts. This is the Snobie Dressage Whip with a custom engraved cap. Now, it's that engraved cap that's pretty fancy. So tell us about this this dressage whip, Debbie.
Well, the reason I picked this one is because I think it makes a terrific gift for people who are looking for, oh, what can I get for my trainer for Christmas? Or what can I get that's unique and individualized? And this dressage whip comes in three lengths, a 39-inch, 42, and 47, and that covers the whole gambit of experience. It is a dressage whip, so it's one of the longer whips. And the top of it, the cap, you can have engraved with the monogram, with your monogram for your trainer. It's just such a cool gift for a trainer or somebody like that, and also helps to keep them from walking away. As you know, sometimes your dressage whips walk away from the ring, but this one would have your name on it. So I thought that was a really good pick as a unique. It's not inexpensive. It's $50. But I thought that it was so unique and such a different idea that people are always looking for unique and different ideas to give. So that's why I picked that one.
Well, and the other thing about a custom product, too, is it actually shows you put some thought into it. And for all of us guys out there, that's important, too, because then the wife realized that we actually did it ahead of time and not the day before. So that's right, all good, right. Too.
We have quite a few custom items on our site. We have everything from halters to lead ropes to dog collars and bracelets and all of that. Just remember, if you're doing a custom item for us or anybody else, to do it early as possible, because if you get much farther, you know, into December, then it gets really hard to get the custom items back. So that's just a little idea. If you're shopping now, that's really great. This is the time to be ordering custom items.
Well, you know, I'm one of those people who doesn't believe that the holidays should be rushed. And, you know, when I go into a department store, I don't want to see Christmas decorations up in October or early November. But, you know, for online stuff and when you're ordering anything custom, it is important to get your orders in early. So this is probably, you know, I think Black Friday starts next, you know, in a week and a half or whatever. But
yeah,
I think
right.
This is a good time to get your custom orders in. Of course, people are special, and our custom orders are special. So,
a
special exception to the rule of shopping early. Start now, and you'll be
right.
All set.
And think outside the box for your canine friend as well, because we also offer that scenario too.
All right, coming up next, Glenn. You like this? Did you pick this one?
The watch.
Yes.
No, actually, oh. Debbie picked that one. I didn't even know they did them, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and the reason I picked this watch is because I thought it crossed over the disciplines. Not only is it, I mean, it's a regular watch that you can wear, but it's got the timer on it, and it's got the split laps and the countdown timer thing, so that you can use it not only for three, the first thing you think of course, is eventing, but if you think outside the box, you can also use it pole bending, barrel racing, any of those timed events, not just English, but Western as well.
Well, let's tell everybody what we're talking about, and that's the Tempe Unisex Jumbo Digital Watch. Now, how jumbo is it? This is the size of a pie plate?
No.
Oh.
No, but it's big.
That's the kind of watch I need.
Yeah, I need that, too. I can't see anymore. I'd have to wear my glasses while riding cross-country and be going up and down, up and down, up and down. That's the problem. No watch
is
big enough.
It has to be big enough to read while you're riding a horse.
Yeah, because that's where we're going to find you, Glenn, is cross-country.
I'm doing cross-country all the time.
Not on purpose, anyway.
Someday. I might be doing the marathon and the carrot someday.
But, oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, you never know. You could end up cross-country someday.
Yeah, by accident. Yeah.
I know.
A runaway horse.
That's what I say. People are like, hey, have you ever jumped a jump this big? I said, not on purpose. All right. Sorry, Debbie. We digress. I told you have to be careful. We go down these tangents. So, So it's not huge, but it's big enough to see when you're on course.
Yes. Yes. And we have plenty of the more gifty, the pretty cute watches as well. Lots of horse-themed watches on the site. This just one I picked because I thought it really was a nice, good cross-discipline, and it's less than $30. So it's really very reasonable price for another unique type of gift for lots of different horse people.
So it also it features a stopwatch, a countdown timer, and it'll also record up to 10 split laps, which is good too. So if you're timing your course and you have certain waypoints that you're keeping track of, that'll help you do that as well.
Yeah, so I thought it was a little different, so that's why I picked that.
Like
cool.
It.
All right, what's that's next? The Tempe Unisex Jumbo Digital Watch, and it's only $28.95. It's actually a good stocking stuffer.
Yeah, exactly. All right. And next we come to, this is, I'm very excited about the fact that we have men's products this year.
I'm very excited about that, too. Do you know how many years there's been a drought on men's products? It's true. We had our store. We started about the same time you guys did at Equestrian Collections back in the 90s. And we used to get these calls from men all the time. Why don't you have any men's products? And I would say, if we could, we would. There just aren't any.
Right. They're hard to find. But I think finally they're coming around to that, because this year we have the Mountain Horse Men's Active Winter Rider Boots. These are finally winter boots for men, and they are also great for motorcycle riders and policemen. We've had orders from both the police and motorcycle people. So there's something to that you can get for not just your men riders, but also people who do other things outside in the winter.
Now, these are tall boots that you use for riding. They're tall riding boots, and they're made of that. I think everybody that's familiar with Mountain Horse, by the way, every year, Helena, don't we have Mountain Horse products on this list? Because they're good stuff.
So, every single year.
Every year. So these are made of that, what do you call that material that they're made of?
You mean the inside or the outside?
Outside. What is it, do you think?
You're asking me?
Yeah, but it's the waterproof stuff that you see.
They're waterproof. Yeah. That's the big thing.
Yeah, you see the Mountain Horse tall boots. They've had these for women for a couple of years, versions of this. But one of the things that I noticed about this year's version is that the elastic insert that's in the leg is stretchier than apparently past years, so yes. It's easier to fit. Because one of the things about these tall boots is if they're not exactly right, they rub you and they hurt and they're a problem. So I think they're trying to solve that problem.
Yeah, well, let me just quickly explain how to measure for a tall boot. You measure around the widest part of your calf. That's important. That's when you see the widths on a size chart for tall boots, that's the widest part of your calf. And then for the length and back, while you're sitting on a chair with your legs in a 90-degree angle, measure from the back of your knee down to the ground. And that way you can read the charts and understand what's going on with those.
And Helena, there is one, you know, there's always jobs that you see. That's why the show Dirty Jobs is so popular, that you just don't want. You know, you say, oh, God, I wish I'd never have to do that job. Well, these boots have been tested by a product tester to withstand 1 million flexes in 14-degree temperatures. That poor sucker sat there flexing these boots 1 million times in 14-degree temperatures.
A person? You think a person really did that 1 million times?
No.
You couldn't pay me enough.
But you could just see him sitting there over, you know, Mountain Horses like in Switzerland or something. You can see him on top of the mountain in the snow flexing the boots.
Well, now, if that were really the case, I could sit there and flex a boot 1 million times. Yeah.
And let me also mention that these boots are less than $200. They're less than $160. They're about right at $163.95. So they're right at $165. So that's a real good buy.
And they do have the women's version of the same boot, too, right?
Yep. Yes, the women's version as well.
I think Jennifer owns a pair of the Mountain Horse tall winter boots.
I have a pair.
Do you?
Yeah.
And you need them.
Yeah. They're kind of old. I know. Yeah. They're great. But you know what's the funniest thing is in the winter, if I wear my regular tall boots, my toes, my pinky, my last two toes get cold always.
Yeah.
Because you're sitting on, it's like a nice long hack or a trail ride or something in the winter, and so you're sitting on your femoral artery, and really, so the blood flow to your legs mm-hmm. kind of gets cut off. This happens, too, when you're hunting, and there's not a lot of fast action. Your toes tend to get colder. And these are nice because they're warm all the way down into the toes.
Right. And don't forget about the if you have a motorcycle rider or a policeman. That's a big thing for us, because we do get quite a few. Sometimes the police have the individual officers have to buy their own boots, and this is a really good buy for somebody that you might have on your Christmas list.
Well, and the other thing about Mountain Horse, too, is they do last. Yeah, they have wearability, so that's a good thing.
Comfortable. Which leads me to the next boot, which is the new Terra Nova boots. We have those both for men and women, and the thing about them is you may know that the Mountain Horse has discontinued their sportive high rider line, which was the line that actually was good for folks who have a little bit larger calves, but they're not extra, you know, they're not extra wide, but they're not thin calves. And these boots sort of can replace that because they are a little bit more generous in the calf. So if you have a little bit more generous calf to fit, this is the boot to look at. And they are, they're tall boots. They're Mountain Horse, so they're comfortable. And they're really sturdy, so they're great for trail riding or, I wouldn't call them like show boots, but they are excellent everyday riding tall boots. So these are the ones for the people who used to look for the sportive because of the fit. This is the one to look at now, and that's $212. So it's a little bit more than the winter riders, but these are all-season boots.
And these are the non-shiny leather ones, right?
Yes, yes, they're non-shiny. They're a real good workable boot.
And they have the back zipper?
Yeah, I'm sure that. Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Do they make boots without zippers anymore? It seems like everybody has boots anymore.
They do, but it's harder to find them. Some of the high A-level hunter folks don't want the zippers. Those are who we sell generally, and Ariat would have a lot of those kind of riders. And they don't want the zipper because they want that really clean line. Some dressage riders as well because they want the slim, tall look. But you're right. They're harder to find than most of them.
And thank God. I used to be the one in the store that had to try. I was always elected to help people try boots on, and I was the one that had to try and get them off.
Yeah.
The women in the store. We actually did have to cut one pair of boots because could not get them off.
We hardly sell any of the boot pulls or boot jacks anymore because of that.
Thank God. Husbands around the world are thanking the person who invented zipper boots. Now, Helena, wear tall boots anymore? Do you wear half chaps?
I wear everything because I'm such a sensitive, picky footwear person. I had the Mountain Horse Sportive High Riders forever, and I love them. And the only reason I don't have them anymore is because I literally wore them out.
Yeah, that's what everybody did with those. Those were fabulous, and these are the ones that will take their place. I will say the other thing about Mountain Horse boots is that the zipper is really sturdy, and their zipper is always going to be your weak link on a tall boot.
This is true. The more moving parts you have on a product, the more, you know, the likelier it is that one of those moving parts is going to break down.
And I would say that's the most important part of tall boots, because I can't tell you how many times it shows out with Bit of Britain or whatever, that I have actually broke the zipper trying boots on people. So, you know, you got to look at the brand of boot and the quality of that zipper, because that's the thing that's gonna break on you, and then it's gonna cost you $50-$100 to get that replaced. So
if you can,
exactly.
It's hard to find people who will even work on them. Yeah.
But I have my Ariat tall boots are pull-ons, because I actually am a fan of that nice sleek look, but you can't deny that they're sort of a pain in the neck to get on and off. Yes, and my husband that's his job. He's the boot taker offer.
We get the dirty job.
I just walk in and I lift the foot up, and he knows his job right there. But I now have a pair of Volants, which are for zips, and they're a little bit more along the lines of the Mountain Horse, the sportives. They're an everyday, like Jamie has a pair of them too.
Oh, you got a pair of the Ariat Volants?
Yeah, when we were at the...
you got some too? I didn't realize that.
Well, I found them at...
You love them?
At Ada. Oh, my gosh. I absolutely...
Now, they look like they fit like a glove. They look like they fit.
They look like it. They don't fit like a custom boot fits. It's not, you know... They don't have that like a glove fit, but they do fit very, very well.
But they have a sporty
look. And comfortable.
Look.
Super comfortable. Which is the selling point for those. Even their paddock boots are just really comfortable, the Volants.
I think for
showing. And they're sporty looking. They have stripes.
Mine don't have the stripes.
You don't have the stripes?
Black on black. No, I got the high-tech black on black.
You boring New Englander.
Well, I didn't want a red stripe. If they had like a blue stripe or, you know, some other kind of, or a hot pink stripe, maybe, but I went with the black.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So that, let's tell everybody, that's the Mountain Horse Terra Nova riding boots for men and women, $212.95, a good everyday workaround boot for riding.
Right. Then we worked into, I picked out some stocking stuffer type of things, and you know what? We have more people calling about socks than you can even imagine. Socks are very important to the riding community. So let
me tell you this. If I don't get Jennifer, my wife, 10 pairs of socks every Christmas, I am in trouble. She loves socks. She has as many socks as Imelda had shoes. And she just loves colorful fun. You do too, Helena. I mean, you're into the colorful fun stuff.
Oh, totally. It makes me feel happy. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and yeah. Boy, when I looked at the selection, I hadn't looked at socks lately. When I looked at the selection here of socks on your website, there's like a million different varieties of socks.
Yeah, there are. The ones that I wanted to talk about were the Tough Rider Tech socks. Those are they actually have some padding in the foot. They're all very comfortable and they're inexpensive. They're not the pretty ones, but they are. Those are my go-to socks. When I go to my drawer I'm going out riding and I'm looking for some tall boot socks, I pick those because I know I can walk around and my feet are comfortable the whole time. So those were the ones that I picked out to be my favorite socks.
I have a favorite that I picked out, and I haven't seen them before, and that's the Ariat Cowgirl Boot Ankle Socks. They look like cowboy boots. They do. They have colorful tops, and they have black bottoms with little laces. They look like cowboy boots.
They're
so
cute.
Cool.
They are cute. Yeah, they're fun.
Do you have one, Helena? Did you find one you like?
I do like the one with the cowboy boots, with the stitching on the top that looks like a boot. Looks like a pointy Ariat cowboy boot.
You know, another one I like,
too. The thing about socks is there's so many to choose from, and I wanted to remind folks that they make great stocking stuffers, and everyone loves them. You can't go wrong with socks.
That's true. You can stuff your socks in your stocking. The other one I liked, Helena, and I think Gracie would probably love, is the Horsewear Newmarket Kids 2-Pack Socks. And they look like the Horsewear, the Newmarket design, but they're very colorful. They're red and they're blue and they have stripes. And they just look fun.
I'm trying to get there. Horsewear Newmarket sites. Okay,
yeah. Horsewear Newmarket Kids 2-Pack Socks. And they are cute.
Newmarket.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with any of that Newmarket stuff. Everyone loves that.
Oh, they are cute.
Aren't they? I told you. And then the other ones, too. The Ovation, the Zox. Or the Zox are always popular. Yeah. They're the really, really thin, colorful ones that everybody sees. Yeah. And you can buy as many of those for your lady as you want, and she will not argue because...
Ever. Yes. Can I just tell you that I have so many of these socks that, like, they're floating all around my house. Don't ask me why, but, like, you tend to take them off and leave them wherever
they
land. No, Bella does not eat them. Our old dog, Devo, she would eat them. You know what, Glenn? Stop IMing me behind the scenes. It distracts me.
I'm looking here. There are a ton of different. I can't believe the number of different socks there are now.
Wait a minute. I've got to finish my story about the socks.
Okay.
So the nice thing about them is that they're so fun and the designs are so out there that you could pick one sock from one pair and one sock from another and put them together and it doesn't matter.
I can tell you when I go to events now, when you go to 3-day events, you will see more people with those socks on that don't match. That seems to be a thing now is they're not matching them.
That's what somebody, I went to one of my lessons before I got hurt and my trainer was like, oh, no, don't tell me you're into that, too. She's like, all the girls at the show have, you know, two different socks on. I said, no, I just can't find a pair.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I didn't know that, so I'm going to start telling people they need to buy two pairs of socks.
That's right. That is true. It is the style now. No question about it. And I think it's just laziness, but it is the style. Now, there are tons of different choices. And the cool thing about socks is you have them here starting at, like, $4.50. I mean, you can...
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so...
Yep.
That's cool. Good job. And we'll post a link to all of your different socks on our show notes as well that people can come back and reference. And we do have another sponsor for this particular episode as well. Helena, why don't you tell us a little bit about Kentucky Performance Products?
I love Kentucky Performance. Would be happy to tell our listeners about them. One of the things that horse people look for in their supplements is a safe and reliable product that will address whatever challenges are facing their horse. The employees at Kentucky Performance Products could not agree more. In fact, they feed KPP supplements to their own horses. One of their supplements, Joint Armor, provides your horse with the building blocks necessary to maintain healthy joints throughout your horse's lifetime. KPP's quality assurance provides you with the confidence that you're purchasing a safe, high-quality product. Yes, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Joint Armor is concentrated and affordable. One jar lasts up to 75 days. That's pretty good. So, I mean, I've had some supplements that, you know, they're like 28 days, 32 days. One jar for 75 days is valuable to me. The Joint Armor in particular helps maintain fluid motion and flexibility in your horse's joints, and it also supports normal cartilage development while reducing joint deterioration. If you want to learn more about Joint Armor, go to kppusa.com. Again, that's kppusa.com. You'll get details on Joint Armor and all of their terrific products.
Well, you know, when we started our tack shop back in the mid-90s, we would get vests in, you know, just vests for outdoor vests. And you couldn't sell them to anybody. Nobody wanted them. And the companies were starting to come out with them, and they were trying to push them, and no women wanted to wear vests. And boy, has that changed, hasn't it, Debbie, over the years?
Absolutely. This is these things make you look great. They just, you know, that's why you see them in clinics so often, because you really look sharp. Vests work for trail rides. And then after you're done, you can go to the grocery store, because they're also a fashion statement.
Yeah, and you can go whether you're covered in muck or not. That doesn't seem to matter. Not here in Lexington, anyway. It's not a concern
or
when
here
you live
in
Northern horse capital. Now, Helena, you picked out one you liked, I think.
The vest?
Yeah.
Yes, I did. And it is the Equine Couture. Is it Kingsley? Kingsley. Thank you. Equine Couture Kingsley vest. I think it's absolutely adorable. I'm a huge fan of plaid. But this just is like, it's very versatile. You can wear it to, you know, for practical purposes to keep, you know, your core warm. But, you know, you had mentioned something, Debbie, that I never really thought of, is wearing this in a clinic environment. Or, like, one of the things that I learned early on in my riding career is that when you are riding with your trainer or instructor or in a clinic, you want to be turned out nicely. You don't have to go, you know, all out, do show turnout, but you do want your boots to be clean and polished. You want to wear your good helmet and your good breeches. And this is, I think, a nice way to show that respect for the clinician's time and your participation in the event. You can sort of dress up with this kind of vest.
Yeah. And you know what else? When you're in a clinic or in a lesson, I don't care how cold it is, you get hot because you're working hard. And the thing about a vest is that it does keep, like you said, your core warm, and yet you don't have those puffy, you know, those heavy sleeves or anything. So it allows you to stay warm while still having the versatility of moving your body around. I just can't say enough about them. And people love them now. And I was just telling Glenn earlier, I happened to be on a trail. I had a vest on a trail ride last week, and somebody took a picture, and I was looking at the picture and said, darn, I look good. I thought, the vest is the thing I'm going to pick out for the radio show, because I think it's so versatile and it's good for everybody.
I need to get on my soapbox for a minute about that. You know, the picture that somebody took and you being on a trail ride. One of the things I think is important about people with good, you know, safe trail mounts is that we can be ambassadors to our sport. And, you know, you're out there on the trails, or if you have a traffic safe horse, you know, people go by and they're like, ooh, look at how nice that is. You know, it's instead of like slopping over, you're hunched over in the saddle and you're wearing your old full chaps and shredded boots and stuff. When you make a nice presentation, you are an ambassador for your sport. And
people, and your breed.
Yes. And I think spectators out there in the world can appreciate that. And I think it just goes overall to support the equine land conservation, horse sports in general, and of course, a more local version like, oh, doesn't Debbie look so nice? She can ride through my property. You know, again, it just goes to that ambassadorship. Well,
right. And I happen to have gypsy horses, and every time I take them out, I feel like I'm representing my breed, and I spend a lot of time making them look good for the public, so I need to look good, too. And
did you hear that, Glenn?
I heard that. I didn't realize that.
She has gypsy horses. Do you get all matchy-matchy with your horses?
I do wear a lot of black and white.
I bet. Now, your gypsies have the big, long manes and the tail, and have you gone see the movie yet? The Greening of Whitney Brown?
It hasn't come out yet. It's coming out, I think,
It came out last Friday, and it's on a limited release in cities. I don't know if there's anything close to you.
It's the Greening of Whitney Brown he's talking about.
Yes, exactly. And that's the movie that has the Gypsy Vanner Oddjob Bob in it.
That's exactly right. And he's from Pennsylvania.
Yes, he is. And he's one good-looking Gypsy Vanner. We love Gypsy Vanners. I can't tell you how many shows we've done on Gypsy Vanners just because Helena and I like them.
Yeah, they're great.
I would love to have one to drive my carriage sometime. Wouldn't that be cool? That would stand out.
You could get a matchy-matchy carriage, like a glossy black carriage.
You're going off on your tangent again.
Okay, thank you. I kicked you in
that direction. But,
before we get to our next product here, Debbie, let me just put a plug in for something else, too. And I failed to do this at the beginning of the show. We played one of Templeton Thompson's songs. I want to put a plug in for the independent musicians out there who count on this time of year to make their livings as well. And it also makes a great gift. And Templeton Thompson's just one of them. If you go to templetonthompson.com, you can buy her CDs. They make terrific stocking stuffers. There is not a girl that likes a horse in America that does not like Templeton Thompson's music. So go there, pick it out. There's another one I want to recommend, too. If you would like to get your best friend a good-looking guy CD who has an unbelievable voice and somebody that we found just 2 months ago as independent, he's a bull rider and an excellent musician, very good-looking guy. His name is Jared Rogerson, and he has a CD or two that you could buy for a stocking stuffer as well. So don't forget those independent musicians. Music makes a great gift. I think, Helena, you would agree with that as well.
Oh, you can never go wrong with music.
So I just wanted to get the plug in for our friends.
What were we talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. The next thing I picked out was probably my favorite product of the year. This is our first year to handle to have Boggs footwear, and let me tell you, I happened to buy one at a closeout. I was in some shoe store in Maryland one day, and I fell in love. There is nothing more warm, more this. It's waterproof. They have the little holes on the side to pull them on. They actually have comfortable footbeds. They have support. They come everywhere from black to flowers to colors. They are fabulous. My husband was having back problems, and I was like, you got to have these. Finally, I bought him a pair, and makes a huge difference. The support is there. They're waterproof. They're not riding boots. These are barn boots or work boots, but they are fabulous. And I can't say enough about them.
Everybody I've known that has Boggs loves them. And they have your colors, Helena. They have bright ones and flowery ones.
I know, and I'm due for new boots. My old muck boots got peed on by my cat. So you know what happens.
But these are like the muck boots. They're like the muck boots, but they have a really good foot support.
Now, these are also, do they have the sock liner thing, you know, like the, they're, it's softer like, inside.
You can pull out?
No, I don't think they pull out. But
no, it's like a neoprene. But I'll tell you, if you remember 2 years ago here in Northern Virginia, we had what we called Snowmageddon, where we had all that snow for so long. I didn't take mine off for 2 weeks, I don't think, and they were fabulous. My feet stayed warm, and they stayed dry. And I completely feel comfortable recommending these boots. Beyond, I just can't tell you enough about them.
They're okay, a lot more comfortable than the old wellies were, I'm sure.
Here's the okay, and which I have, and you know something, I have to say, I'm a little upset with Hunter Wellington. My wellies have already cracked down on the foot.
How long have you had them?
2 years.
Yeah.
That's not good. And I mean, I do wear the heck out of them. However, okay, so we're going back to this. I have another question about the bogs. Here's the way I use my muck boots, my mud boots. I put them on in bare feet in my pajamas. So they need to stand up so you can slide your feet in them, not be totally grossed out if you're barefoot. Keep your feet warm, go out to the barn, pick your stalls or whatever, and come back home. Come back inside. So you have to slip into them and slip out of them, and they need to keep your feet warm and dry.
You need to buy some of those socks we just talked about.
I was just going to say the same thing. We just talked about socks. Yeah. We know what you're getting for Christmas.
Yeah, I'm sending
you a dozen
pairs.
I want socks, but it happens all the time. I have to slip my
feet. You go out in the winter in Rhode Island without socks on?
Yes.
You're a crazy girl.
What? As long as my boots are warm. Well, have you ever had neoprene boots, Glenn?
Yeah. Yes, I do. I actually own a pair of the other brand. Muck boots. I own a pair of muck boots, and I have to say, I just got these muck boots not too long ago, and the soles in them are very soft now. They are very comfortable. I do like them.
Yeah, they're great.
Well,
that's a function, though, of the, I mean, the neoprene is what keeps them warm, isn't
right.
it? It keeps you warm.
Yeah. 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 But these do have a sock liner, so if you were so inclined as to, you know, do that, you certainly could. And the difference between the bugs, you can get the black ones, or like, you know, the muck boots are generally that green color.
Just all
these come
green,
in
yeah.
every kind of color, and they're just so cool. I just thought these were fabulous boots.
And they have the kids, they have them in the kids' shoes.
And actually, they're the right
yeah, they
price, too,
them.
Because the tall ones are only $80. And, you know,
yep, and they're men's, women's, and kids. They come in all three. And, oh, we had a pair of little pink ones come through here for kids the other day. Oh, they were so cute. They have them for everybody.
I think I'm going to get a pair for, oh, my God, look. And you also have the winter boots, too, the McKinley winter boots for kids.
Yeah, and the men's, the one I like for the men's was called the Patton. It's Patton, like the general. And they have like a zip in them, and they're you just can't go wrong with the bogs.
I'm kind of digging the bogs. I'm kind of grooving on this. The purple classic.
Yeah.
I got to get those. There they are. Purple bogs. Okay. I'm good. Dear Santa, please bring me bogs.
And 20 pairs of socks. Just saying.
Yeah.
Just
saying. And the next thing, I picked out some things for kids. For Under the Tree, we have Classic Equine is always a fun brand, and they always have a lot of different colors and different ideas. They have this lunch pack. It's a bag. It's a little backpack, and it has a lunch pack that goes in it and room for a juice box. And it has a picture of the horse on it. So I thought that was a really good little gift, especially if you were like for a Christmas party at school and things like that, and it's less than $30. So it was something I thought that parents might be interested in. And also there's something new we have out this year that's called the Do-It-Yourself Horsehair Jewelry Set. And with this, you can take your horse's hair or your friend's horse's hair, and you can make you know, like a bracelet or a necklace and things like that out of the horse hair. So I thought this was kind of a gift that keeps on giving, that the kids might enjoy making the jewelry, because that seems to be a big thing these days, out of their horse's hair or their friend's horse's hair. And they would get the gift, but they would also have the ability to make gifts for their friends. So I thought that was kind of a cute idea.
I'll tell you, that's something that could keep an 8.5-year-old busy for a couple of hours. So it's really a gift for yourself.
And you can buy other, you know, you can buy like from the catalogs and things that do bracelets and stuff. You can buy different beads and stuff, and you can incorporate into this idea. So I thought it was a really good idea for less than $20.
I think that's a great idea. And we're always trying to figure out what to do with that, you know, that extra hair from mane pulling.
I was going
to
say, for all the kids out there, please do not take the scissors and just go cut it off.
No.
No, that
Gosh, no.
But there is a...
No, you need to plan around that.
Otherwise, you'll be sleeping in the barn.
That's a huge problem right now around the world. We have stories on the morning show all the time of horses out in the field are getting their hair cut off. People are stealing hair. They come out...
Well, but my horses... I would really be upset.
But, you know, and it has happened to some gypsy banners down south, and they went in and they cut all the tails off and all the manes off. And they come in at night, and I guess they're selling the hair. I guess it has, you know, a resale value. And in England, it's a huge problem. Police are warning if you have horses, make sure you do something to keep them locked up at night.
Because, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that bizarre? But this one, just, you know, use the extra hair. You know, you don't have to cut the whole tail off.
No. And that, speaking of the horses, it leads me into my next suggestion was we sell Willie Bakery holiday treats, and my horses just love this stuff, and it's fresh. When you order it, we order it, and they bake it that day. So it comes to you completely fresh, and they come in every kind of flavor. This month, my horses are eating peanut butter and jelly. In all kinds of different flavors, and there's lots of these little holiday ideas, so that especially if you're at a boarding barn and you lots of times the kids at boarding barns will like to buy a little something for all of their friends' horses. These make perfect little gifts for, you know, less than $5.
When we had our store, when the first year that they came out, I forget which cookie company it was, came out with the little candy canes full of cookies for your horse. Still do those.
They're still around.
Yeah, we sold, I think it was something like 2,200 of them the first year they came out. Wow. People want horse treats that look like holiday stuff.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, and these are great. I had never heard of Willie Bakery. I never ran into them before. Do you?
That's
did,
so nice.
Yeah, Willie Muffins. I started out with Willie Muffins.
And, you know, in the summer, I happened to be on a show committee, and they had also horse cookies made in the shape of blue ribbons. I don't believe they're available now, but they will be again during show season. And what a great little prize that was to donate, to be given to the winners and stuff, as little horse cookies made in the shape of blue ribbons. This company is just great, and they think outside the box, which is a big thing for me. They have a sampler bucket. It's a big plastic bucket, and in that comes all their different flavors, so you can give your pony whatever you want, see what he likes best, peanut butter and jelly or tropical flowers.
One horse will eat anything. The other one, it's got to taste like an apple or a carrot, or he doesn't want to hear it. I know this is, please, people, don't do this at home. This is a bad thing, but I'm going to say it anyway. I gave Zeke potato chips the other day.
Uh-huh.
I was eating some. And I was eating one, and he's always like, you know, he's a pocket surfer. He'll eat pumpkin. He'll eat watermelon. You know, he's sort of.
That's better than a hamburger.
He's got a. I would never feed my horses hamburgers.
You know, we had a horse that ate hamburgers.
Oh, Glenn!
I know. You should see. We've done this on the show, on the morning show, on occasion, and asked people what they feed their horses. It's amazing what some horses will eat.
I don't want to know. I am feeling bad about potato chips.
No, you don't have to feel bad about potato chips.
Yeah, no. But they have things like I'm looking at the list here: cotton candy, you know, graham cracker. You can eat it yourself, I guess, if you wanted to.
I love the idea of the sampler bucket. It's $25.95. It's a big bucket full of all different kinds of stuff. That's a great gift for a barn, you know.
I think so too.
Yeah, that's terrific. They have little candy canes and different horseshoes and stuff for the holidays. Very nice. And it starts, you know, you can buy them for as low as $3.95.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
They're great and fresh.
That's Willie Bakery.
Yep, and the last thing I picked, because for some reason lately we have been getting a lot of orders and requests for hay bags. And so I did a quick search, and my goodness, if you look on the site, there is every shape, size, color, and of hay bag imaginable. This is for, like, when you're on the road, or if you have a horse that you're trying to not eat, have free feeding. Everything from the small ones, they have small whole ones for horses particularly that you want to have eat very slowly.
Like ours.
To big. It's just amazing. So if you're looking for a good gift, especially for somebody who maybe, I was thinking, just got a new trailer or a new horse or will be traveling to shows or has a baby that's gotten old enough to now get on the road, this might be a really nice gift. I just bought one with, because it's black and white, zebra stripes. I mean, it comes in everything.
And see, she does matchy-matchy.
She does. Everything's black and white. You notice a trend there. You'd think she'd have gypsies or something.
You are so busted, Debbie. Glenn always makes fun of me because I do everything matchy-matchy. I mean,
yeah. So. I remember that from last year. I kept that in mind when I picked out socks.
Well, they have
then I find out you don't wear them anyway.
So. There's like designer hay bags now. I'm looking at all the different ones here.
Yeah.
It's fun. So, you know, for the longest time, horse products were not personable. There was like, it came in hunter green, black, or blue, you know, or red. And,
right.
You know, so now some, you know, the top has been lifted off of that Pandora's box. Yeah. And I think you're going to find this kind of stuff on all kinds of horse equipment. And a hay bag is a great place to start.
I thought so. It's kind of unique. I mean, I think it would, and you can never have too many. I don't know why, but you never seem to have too many. Then, you know, we also this year have a lot of greeting cards and Christmas cards, holiday cards. We have our calendars. We have some really fabulous art. Calendars is art. Beautiful calendars. And we also have, when you buy these things for your Christmas gifts, be sure and purchase the wrapping. We have horse wrapping stuff, and we have all the Christmas briars things. So we've got all those sorts of things that we always have, but each year everything is different. We also this year are carrying quite a bit of art prints, which you might take a look at, and they cover the gamut of pricing as well, from really expensive prints to the smaller, less expensive prints, and those always make a really good gift as well.
So you have the Christmas briars this year too?
Oh yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And we have them here in stock, ready to ship. As soon as if you order them, we can get them in the mail right away to you.
They're always
and you
very
can have them. You know, they have those collectibles every
right.
year.
The ornaments and things. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. So those were the things I chose. I did want to mention a couple of things. As always, gift certificates are always great. Suggestions, because we have so many things on the site, cover the whole gambit of any of your equestrian needs or even non-equestrian needs as far as the clothing and stuff. Gift certificates are always a great choice. And I also wanted to mention one other quick thing, two other quick things. Winter riding breeches. This year, Iridian has out a new thing called the Piping Hot line. And they come in boot cut, which is kind of unusual for a winter riding breech. So I wanted to mention that.
I love the boot cut riding breeches. Love that.
Yes, and they come in both full seat and knee patch. And Carrotza, of course, has the sit tight and warm. So there are plenty of warm breeches. The Iridians, the Winpros are tried and true. Of all the breeches I ever wear in the winter, Winpros, I think, keep me the warmest of all. If you're looking for an overpant, Mountain Horse, of course, does have every year, and they are unisex size, so they fit men as well. So if you're looking for something like that, that's available. So call us at any time. We're always happy to help you with any of your shopping needs. And one other thing I wanted to mention, over the Thanksgiving holiday, we'll be having one of our famous 70% off the outlet sale. So on our outlet store, during the outlet sale time, which will probably start Thanksgiving Day and go through the weekend, there will be 70% off our outlet store, and that's for single items. It's not like if you need to buy it right away, because it's like Costco. If you don't buy it, it's gone the next day type of thing. But that's going to be going on at the end of this month, so I wanted to mention that as well.
And they always have some good stuff in their outlet.
Yes, yeah, we try and keep it really up to date, and not just old stuff that's been hanging around, but lots of things, and it changes all the time. So it's always a good place to look for really good deals.
All right, terrific. Well, thank you again so much, Debbie, for joining us this year. That's just some ideas that we came up with. And, of course, you can find all of them at equestriancollections.com. We really appreciate you putting the time and effort into this, and we hope that some of the people out there got an idea or two that they didn't have before, and that's what our hope is every year when we do this special holiday episode. Thank you so much, Debbie, for joining us, and we'll talk to you again next year.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and we appreciate you allowing us to have this time with you, and you guys have a happy holiday.
Thank you, Debbie. Thank you, too.
Thank you. Same to you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Well, there's some ideas for everybody. Are you ready to shop?
I've started already. Can't you hear me clicking away in the background?
Yeah, Gracie, yeah, you got some ideas for Gracie, I think, in there, too.
Oh, my God, the bogs. I want to get a pair for Peter. He got his barn boots last year for Christmas, so now I have to buy myself a gift. Or you know what? I'll just make him listen to the show.
There you go.
But I'm going to get Gracie a pair of the bogs for kids because they're super cute.
That is a good point. That is a good point. Make sure you're listening to this show when your husband's in earshot. Turn it up if it's in the car or you're listening in, you know, in the living room or the kitchen. Just make sure you turn us up so that they can hear us and they get ideas, too. It's a subtle way to make sure that they're getting you the right things this year.
Yes, subtle or not so subtle. Blast it.
Exactly. Hey, I have an important announcement to make that I've been kind of making the rounds in all the shows, making this announcement. And I have to thank you and Helena and all of the listeners out there, because for the first time ever here at the Horse Radio Network, in less than 1 year, we have gone over 1 million downloads.
No way.
Of all the different shows, it's over 1 million downloads. And we have never done that in the year before. And we're already in the middle of November and we've done it. We're probably looking at a close to 1,100,000 downloads for the year of 2011.
Oh, my God.
And, you know,
Facebook right now.
I know. It's just very exciting news. Don't Facebook it yet because we got to have the show come out first.
All right.
But yeah.
Oh, you can't give me a secret like that and make me wait 2 days.
Yeah, it's very exciting stuff. You know, that's a long way. I have to thank you, Helena, because obviously you're an integral part of that. You were the first co-host on the first show, this being the first show. And we've come a long way from having no listeners to having on a whole network with 9 different shows. Over 1 million downloads in a year.
That's no small potatoes.
You know, and you know, all the shows, if you get the numbers every month, all the shows are growing, and we've been doubling our listenership every year. So let's hope that that doubles again next year, and we're at 2 million downloads. And, you know, the other ones that we have to thank, too, as part of that is our sponsors. You know, they're going to be happy to hear that number as well. But, you know, without them, we wouldn't be here. And we've had some very loyal sponsors. We have had some sponsors, like Equestrian Collections, that have been with us since day one.
From the beginning.
Yeah, from the 3 years ago. You know, and there's a lot more sponsors like that. Kentucky Performance Products has been with us for that long.
Yep.
And several others, too. And we just appreciate them. We appreciate them being part of it. And, you know, I think they enjoy the shows and, you know, they get results and they enjoy the shows. And that's why they're part of it. So if you have a company out there and you're looking for a new place to advertise, something that's a little bit different than you've been doing before, you know, the Horse Radio Network is definitely a place to look.
It's a try.
It's an option. Yeah.
And we don't put anything up there. It's not like we're going to let just any old sponsor come on. It's got to be something that's, you know.
We've turned sponsors down, that's for sure.
Quality. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, goodness, yeah.
Yeah, we have.
We're a little picky.
So thank you, Helena.
Well, I want to say you're welcome, but I really have to say thank you because, I don't know, I get to log on and you know, tap in every week and talk about wonderful things.
Well, and, you do a good job of it, and that's why Stable Scoop is always at the top of that list of shows that we have out there. And there's another announcement, two more, actually. One is that Australia now has taken over the second spot behind the United States with the most number of listeners. It used to be Canada for the entire time we've had this network, and as of last month, Australia has passed Canada.
Can I tweet that? Or no, I can't. I got to wait till Friday.
Isn't that exciting stuff, though?
Really exciting. I love, and you know what? I get the best emails from our Australian fans.
Well, they're very dedicated. I think they have nothing else to do. So
no, don't say that.
They listen to us. You know who takes total credit for that, don't you?
No.
Tammy from the Western Radio Show.
Oh, gosh,
she takes total credit. She said it's all our friends and family listening. And that's why Australia is picked
up. All right, Tammy. Whatever. Whatever.
But we appreciate all our listeners from around the world. We have listeners in 42 countries. We have a lot of listeners in the UK, in Canada, in Sweden. We picked up this little pocket of horse crazy people in Sweden that listen to the shows. So it's kind of neat when we get emails from different places, Malta and Israel and countries I didn't even know were countries.
We're getting a geography lesson.
Yeah, I know. And every time I get an email like that, I have to look it up and see where they are. And then you go, I didn't even know there were horses there.
But I didn't even know there were people there.
That's right. So we appreciate everybody that listens from around the world. It's so cool. And then we also have coming up our All Hosts episode. Every year, all the hosts get together. We started this 3 years ago when it was just
get together and bash each other.
Yes, it was just you and me and Chris. And we did the first one like that. We put that out at Christmas. Christmas week, we get together all our hosts, and we do this interesting hour session of chatter. And there's a little picking that goes on, just a little.
Oh, my God. It's a roast. Please, don't let them fool you. We
and
just bash the fool
you. That's always a very popular episode. And that'll come out Christmas week on all the different shows. So that's coming up as well.
All right.
So that's,
I can't wait. And then we have a new year.
That's right, 2012. It's the last year that we're all going to be here because the Mayans have said 2012 is the year when the world ends.
It's the last year we're all going to be here.
So that ends in December next year. Don't bother buying gifts. We won't need to do this episode next year because it's supposed to end like December 22nd.
Well, I wonder if they have Skype in heaven.
we could just call it in.
Yeah, we'll just call it in. You think we can find a recording engineer up there somewhere?
Thanks, everybody. Don't forget, you can find the links to this show, all of the products that we talked about at StableScoop.com. Just go over there and click on the episode, and you'll find the links. You don't have to remember them all, and they'll take you right to the things you're looking for. I hope everybody had fun at talking about product. Get ready for the holiday spirit.
It's November 16th. It's November 16th. I need to get into shopping mode. I did just send a relative to Equestrian Collections to buy recommended turnout sheets. So here's something that I would like to say. Okay. For those of you who are not into the whole present buying or gift buying gig, perhaps you can log on to Equestrian Collections and purchase a gift certificate that you can donate to your local equine rescue organization, because I do know that there are a lot of people out there caring for horses who need winter blankets, stable sheets and equipment that just help these horses live a little more comfortable lives. So that's an idea that you might want to take home with you after today's episode.
Well, now that we've been philosophical, let's get off of here. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you again next week as we have our special Thanksgiving memories episode. This is the point now where you say your cool new closing.
My cool new closing. Well, did you put my cool new closing in these modified jokes?
Yeah, it's at the bottom. Yeah.
Well, I can't find it because I have all
just
my
say, questions. I think that's plenty. There'll be more next week.
I think that's plenty, but I don't think it's plenty. I could go on and on about this. So this is what happens with the holiday.
You wrote this one.
but this is what happens with the holiday episodes. I get all philosophical and mushy and gushy. But you are right. I'm going on and on. That has been plenty for this week. Glenn and I will assault you again next week. Thanks for listening.